Star Wars, Dark Forces, Rebel Agent. As the fight for galactic freedom rages on, the past and the present collide. In the present, the Emperor has been destroyed, and the weakened Empire has shrunk to a fraction of its former size, while the Rebel Alliance continues to grow. For a young mercenary named Kyle Katarn, it has been 5 years since he betrayed the Empire. 5 years since he abandoned his life as an Imperial officer and delivered the Death Star plans to the rebels. 5 years since the death of his father, Morgan Katarn. But Kyle cannot escape the memory of the past. 5 years ago, he swore to avenge his father's death. But for all that time, his oath has gone unfulfilled. As he continues to search for the unknown Imperial murderers, Kyle, under the watchful eyes of his companion Jan Ors, has become a rebel agent. But like Kyle himself, the Alliance cannot forget Katarn's Imperial past, and the Alliance views him with suspicion. So Kyle Katarn and the Rebel Alliance hurtle together toward an unknown future. But as so often happens, the future will be determined by the past. For his own sake, and for the sake of the Alliance, Kyle must unlock the secret to an ancient prophecy and uncover the heroic deeds of his father that took place back in the early days of the Rebellion.
Target the main building.
Looks like some kind of dormitory.
Good. Probably full of rebel scum. Let's clean it out.
Affirmative.
Looks like we got them all.
Wait! There are a few coming out of the rubble.
Surrender!
Target center mass.
Affirmative.
Fire!
We surrender!
How many bodies do you count?
Can't be more than 20, maybe 30 rebels.
No good. Intelligence reported nearly 400 rebel sympathizers on the planet Sullen.
The rest of them must have gotten off planet before the raid.
Maybe, but they won't get far. Where are they gonna go that the Empire can't find them?
Rusen.
What?
I'm sorry, I couldn't announce our destination earlier. But you all know that the Emperor's spies are everywhere.
That's right.
I didn't want the Empire to reach your new home before you did.
But Morgan, we've never even heard of a planet called Rusan.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to live there?
Yeah.
Good point.
I still say we should have stayed back on Sullen.
Mm-hmm.
We could have reasoned with the Imperials, formed a nonviolent protest.
Yeah.
That would have gotten the point across.
Right, that's
would
right.
It? Tell that to the three families that stayed behind. I've just received word that Imperial forces massacred them this morning.
What?
Massacred. Simply because they were part of a demonstration organized back on Sullen. A demonstration that all of you took part in.
Yeah.
The only difference between those three families and all of you is that you agreed to listen to me and get off planet. Now please, listen to me for a little while longer and you'll be all right.
All right, Morgan Katarn. We'll do what you ask. You're the one who's so eager for us to join this so-called rebellion against the Empire. Just remember that our lives are in your hands.
Yes.
I'll remember. I just hope I'm up to it. You called for me, Captain Jerg?
Katarn. Yeah, I thought you'd want to know we're coming up on Rusan. Should be ready to debark your people inside 2 hours.
That it on the screen?
Home sweet home.
What's it like down there, Captain? What am I leading these people into?
Not so bad. There's some low-profile indigenous species not really worth considering. Pockets of ruins, a lot of good-for-nothing real estate. The planet has a Class 1 atmosphere, though, enough gravity to keep your feet on the ground, and something more. Something so special you can't hardly find it anymore.
What's that?
There ain't no Imperials down there. The planet isn't on any current star charts.
And how'd you find it?
Well, let's say rebel sympathizers ain't the only illegal cargo I haul. few years ago, I was looking for a place to store some goods and happened onto this hunk of rock. Done me good ever since.
And now you're doing good, Captain. The people on board this ship owe you their lives.
Don't owe me nothing but money, Morgan Katarn. Nothing but money. Well, Katarn, what do you think of Fort Nowhere now?
Fort Nowhere?
That's what me and my boys like to call this place.
Huh? It'll do. Like you said, it's far from prying Imperial eyes. That's a start. Now we'll just have to see if a bunch of transplanted city dwellers from Sullen can turn themselves into colonists on an empty planet. Captain, the planet is empty, isn't it?
Well, after a manner of speaking. I did mention the old ruins and the indigenous, didn't I?
Yeah, you said there were indigenous species, yes, but you also said that they weren't really worth considering, as I recall.
That's probably true, yeah, probably true. But one of my shuttle pilots spotted something while he was ferrying your people planetside. He wasn't sure what to make of it.
Captain, I'm responsible for the lives of 347 men, women, and children. I need to know what to make of it.
Well, I got the general coordinates my pilot noticed.
Can you send a recon team to investigate?
No. That wasn't in our agreement. This was strictly a hop-and-drop job. Jump into hyperspace, get to the planet, and drop your people off. I can't ask my boys to go out there. Those coordinates cover a big patch of land, and it's the Badlands at that. No water out there, no shade, no nothing. Besides, I can't spare anyone.
Well, can you spare a speeder?
What did you have in mind?
You sure you know what you're doing, Katarn?
No, but if your crewman saw something suspicious, it's my job to make sure my people are safe.
What's your position?
I'm about 100 kilometers west of the landing site. I found what looks like an old road of some kind.
Any idea where it's headed?
Toward a furnace by the feel of the air. It's getting hot out here.
Affirmative. Temperature's going nova back here, too. I recommend you pull into the shade and give your speeder a cool down before you have a meltdown.
Copy that. Katarn out. Now to find a place to hide from the sun. That big dome of rock looks about right. If I didn't know better, I'd say this rock looks artificial. Katarn calling Captain Jurg. You there?
Copy that. You blow a repulsor already?
Negative. I think I found something. At first I thought it was a huge rock, but now I'm starting to think it was made by someone or something.
Describe it.
About 40 meters high. No signs of writing, but it's covered in cracks and scratches that they don't seem quite right. And there's also... Whoa!
Katarn? Katarn, you all right?
Affirmative. I stepped in some kind of hole. The ground around here is full of them, and...
Yeah?
And they're all the same size, and they're all evenly spaced apart. I've got a strange feeling about this.
Feeling? Don't give me feelings, Captain. Give me facts.
You wouldn't understand, Captain. I've had feelings my whole life. Never done much with them, but I've always known they had something to do with the Force. Hold on. I think I see something.
There's something moving over there.
What is it? Katarn, what do you see?
There are several of them. I think that's several dozen of them. I'm going to investigate.
Katarn, play it safe. Don't do anything. Katarn? Do you copy? Katarn! Blast! The comlink's gone dead. Either that big rock he mentioned is causing the interference, or something cut him off on purpose. Blast!
I can't believe what's happening. Captain Jurg, are you receiving? I think the comlink's gone dead. If you're receiving, I want this on record. I've just been surrounded by several dozen creatures. At least 50 or 60 of them. They're shaped like large globes. They move by rolling along, and I've never seen this before. They change directions by raising flaps of skin like sails. They move with the wind, and they seem to look for small obstacles like boulders, use them as ramps to launch into the air and sail as far as they can. They're like bouncers, which is as good a name for them as any, I guess. I'm not sure whether to laugh or be terrified. I think I have my answer. Katarn out. Hello. They seem intelligent. I'm sorry, I don't understand your language. What? What was that? Night? Well, yes, it is heading toward night, but... Jedi Knight? Is that what you're trying to say?
Finally, you have come.
You were expecting me?
So it is written. A night shall come. A battle will be fought, and the prisoners go free. So says the poem of the ages.
Look, forgive me, but... You seem to have me confused with someone else. I'm no Jedi Knight.
The poem of the ages declares, an alien knight will arrive from the east.
Yes, but I'm not
here. He will fly through the air, stay the night in the city of Al-Mondo, and request directions to the valley.
Yes, but that's not
me. So it is written. Knights can manipulate the Force. You manipulate the Force, so you are a knight.
Manipulate? How did you know that? Never mind. Look, it's true that I have the ability to detect fluctuations in the Force, and that I flew across the desert, but the similarity ends there. Please allow me to point out that I didn't stay in the city of Al-Mondo, whatever it is, and I certainly haven't asked for directions.
Wait.
What are you doing? Why are you digging? There's nothing there but sand and...
Jedi Knight, look.
You've dug something up, or at least you've exposed something that was buried under the sand. It looks like an obelisk of some kind. And this is only the top. The rest must be buried under the sand. What's down there?
Al-Mondo.
Al-Mondo? The city? You mean it's buried under our feet?
Yes, Jedi.
And this is where I was planning to camp for the night.
Rest. We will speak again at morning.
What happens then?
Then, you ask for directions.
Katarn to base camp. Katarn to base camp.
We copy, Katarn. We're starting to get worried. Don't the sand is swallowing you up.
No. I spent the night near a rock formation that caused some interference, but I'm fine. I'm just going to scout around a little longer, then I'll be back.
Copy. Let me know if you find anything interesting.
I don't like having to lie to Captain Jurg, but those bouncer creatures, or whatever they were, seem to want to keep this place a secret. And Jurg's a mercenary. He's liable to grab whatever's waiting and make a quick credit or two. If there's anything here, that is. Those bouncers' directions didn't do much more than point me down the road and tell me how far to go. Not that I'd need that information. Whew. Well, there's something out there. Not a person exactly, more like a feeling. It's intense. Getting stronger. This has got to be the place. Not much here, though. Some old rock formations. More sand and dust. And that feeling. What was that? Oh, Katarn, you're getting jumpy in your old age. You're starting to... No, something is there. It sounds like it's coming from that rock formation. Ooh. Whatever this is, it was meant for a Jedi to handle. And you're no Jedi. But something's wrong. And you're the only one around. It's coming from that opening in the rocks. And that opening's man-made. Oh, there's stairs leading down. Whew. The air down there, it's cold. Like a tomb. Oh, I don't want to go. But I can't turn back. Morgan Katarn, you're an old fool. And worse than that, you're an honest fool. That's just the kind that gets himself killed. Why, my stars. These stairs lead down to a tomb of some kind. It's filled with burial markers, stone coffins. It's like a city of the dead. But they're not dead. Those voices, they sound like they're in agony. It's like their spirits are trapped down here. But for how long? These ruins are ancient. Hundreds of years old. I can't. I don't know how to use the Force. I never learned. And that's the entire story.
What happened after that?
Nothing. I ran away. I didn't tell any of the colonists, and I certainly didn't tell Captain Churg. A short time later, I left the colonists to return to my home here in Sullen. But I couldn't get those voices out of my head. It was like their spirits were being tormented.
It must have been difficult for you to carry the weight of this burden all these months.
It has. Ron, I've been waiting to tell someone. I've needed to tell someone. In all the time I've been working with the Alliance, I thought there would be someone I could trust. But the time never seemed right, or the person didn't seem right. I don't know.
You acted rightly, Morgan Katarn. This information is more valuable than you could possibly imagine. I'm honored that you have trusted me with it.
Trusted you? Of course. You're a Jedi Knight. You should know. I'd almost given up hope of finding a Jedi anymore.
It's true. We have become a rare species since the Emperor took power.
Yeah.
And we grow rarer by the day. But this news you bring me of a cavern full of tombs, this brings some hope and even greater danger.
You know of this place?
I've heard of it. My Jedi Master Yoda spoke to me long ago of a place called the Valley of the Jedi. I have searched for it. It is a place of great power.
Yes.
If this power were tapped, it could destroy planets, even entire star systems. If it fell into the wrong hands...
Any hope we have of regaining freedom in the galaxy would be gone.
Forever.
Well then, Ron, you should go there. The spirits, whatever they are, they're waiting for a Jedi to release them.
Agreed. But we must move carefully.
Yes.
I must gather a team to investigate. Experts to probe these ruins you mention. Then, with you as our guide, we can make the necessary journey.
Whatever you say. The coordinates to the planet...
No, tell me nothing.
What? But you're a Jedi. I thought...
I will visit this planet, Morgan. I intend to help those lost spirits. But you must not tell me where the planet is located. Not yet. The knowledge is safer with you. Much safer. I must travel soon, and there are those who hope to track me down. Hide what you know, and leave instructions for someone you trust.
But who? I have lots of friends among the rebels now, but the Alliance is full of spies.
No one in the rebellion. Someone closer to your heart. Your son.
Kyle? Ron, I love my son, but you know he's at the Imperial Academy right now. Is it wise to...
Much about the future is unclear to me, Morgan Katarn. But I do know this. Your son's destiny lies along a different path than the one he currently takes. Go to your home. Leave a message that only he could find.
And what about you, Ron?
My path is a dark one. But if the Force is with me, I will find light at the other end. It is good that you did not tell me the location of this planet, Morgan. Those who follow the dark side would like nothing better than to find this place and use it for evil.
Ron, you speak as if you were in great danger.
We are all in great danger, Morgan. So long as the Emperor sits on his throne. I am a Jedi, and right now that is a very dangerous thing to be. Now go, and may the Force be with you. May the Force be with us all.
sign of the rebels, Yon?
Nothing on our scanners, Saris.
Cross-check our instruments with the scanners on the other vessel.
Already done. They confirm no readings. But they're just a bunch of stormtroopers. The three of us are dark Jedi. There's no way those brainless faceplates will spot the rebels first.
Maybe, but we dark Jedi haven't spotted anything either. Maybe they aren't here after all.
They are here.
Maw speaks. Do you sense something, Maw?
I sense fear. That is my talent. I taste it. I smell it. Fear sends ripples through the dark side of the Force and brings the sweet feeling to me. There is fear here. There are rebels here.
Good. Then maybe this afternoon won't be so boring after all.
Saris, this is the Star Destroyer Vengeance.
Yes, my Lord Jarek. We are receiving your signal.
The sensors on the Vengeance have not picked up on signals. Have you captured them yet?
No, my Lord, but Ma has sensed their presence.
Excellent. Excellent.
You must trust Ma's Force-sensing ability, Saris. Maw's power lacks the refinement that you and your young companion Yun possess, but they are a force to be reckoned with.
Thanks to you, my Lord Jarek. You trained all of us.
Indeed, I did. Now it is time for you to prove your worth. Find those rebels. I grow tired of waiting. Soon, soon, the secret will be in my hands. And the Valley of the Jedi will be mine.
This way, through these trees. Okay. Come on.
Run. Run, wait. We've got to rest a minute. I'm exhausted, and I'm the only real soldier in this bunch.
Very well. We'll stop here. But only for a minute. These trees should give us some cover from any ships that fly overhead.
Oh, we should have taken the skimmer. I could have flown us back and forth to our ship 5 times by now.
Spoken like a true pilot, my young friend Druno.
Yeah.
However, on the first trip, the Imperials would have spotted the heat signature from the skimmer and descended on us like swamp gnats on a carcass. We're better off on foot.
I'm not so sure, Ron. I know you Jedi have your own ways of knowing things, but isn't there a better way? This is hardly the right group to take on a cross-country march. Druno here's pretty young.
Hey!
Nige Porral over there is a professor of ancient linguistics and isn't up to this.
I'll be all right.
And Rolanda Grun is a technologist. None of them are in the best shape.
Speak for yourself, Gnarly. You didn't see me asking to stop.
All I'm saying is that on foot we may not have a chance.
The people after us are dark Jedi, Norley. I can sense them. Whether on foot or flying, we have only one chance. If we can buy some time, if we can reach the ship, if we can shake the TIE fighters. Do you still have those 2 missile launchers?
Never leave my side.
Good. Then here's my plan.
Saris, Jarek sounded angry.
Lord Jarek always sounds angry, Yun.
You mean you get used to it?
No, you never get used to it. Maw, do you sense anything?
They are moving again to the southeast.
You heard him, pilot. New heading. Signal the other skimmer to follow.
Yes, ma'am.
They are close. I don't have Maw's sensitivity to fear, but I feel something in the Force. Something... My stars, it's a trap!
They blew up the other ship!
Surface-to-air missile, they laid an ambush.
But how? I sensed no one.
This attack is Ron's doing. This Jedi is a crafty one. He must have taught at least one member of his team how to control their fear. Pilot, circle back around. I'll deal with this attacker myself.
Yes, ma'am.
Good shooting, Norley. Old Tech Sergeant Hooley would be proud of that shot. Don't get cocky now. Remember your multiple fire training. Lock sights on target. Target locked. What was that? Felt like someone touching my neck. There's no one here. Steady, soldier. Do your duty. Hold the launcher steady. Center on the target. That's it, you Imperial scum. Just a little closer.
almost in range. Something's shocking me.
Jun, you can stop firing now. She's dead.
Not dead enough. No one ambushes Dark Jedi.
She did. The question is why? Why would Ron sacrifice a rebel?
Isn't the answer obvious? That rebel took out half our fighting force. 20 stormtroopers for one rebel. Not a bad trade.
That wasn't the reason. Ron and his little team aren't interested in fighting. They want to escape.
What?
Ron created this little maneuver to gain time.
Why?
Because they have a starship somewhere and they're trying to reach it. Pilot, return to your original course and hurry!
Hurry, hurry! Drunup, it's time to show us how good a pilot you really are.
Well, what about Norley?
Never mind about her.
But we can't just leave her.
The more we talk, the more we risk making her sacrifice one in vain.
All right, let's skip all the pre-flight. Either this baby's gonna fly right now or she never will.
Hurry, they're almost on us.
Don't worry, I've got a little surprise for them. Okay, punch it!
They reached their ship.
They're taking off.
Their fear is great. They will run.
They'll probably make for the far side of the planet to get away from the Vengeance. Let's radio this. Wait!
The ship is swinging around.
They're going to ram us. Evasive action! We're out of control!
Pilot, steady this ship!
I can't. We're caught in their slipstream. We're going to crash.
Jun, are you well?
Well enough. But I can't say the same for the skimmer.
Ma?
Unhurt.
Pilot.
I'm all right, ma'am. Just a small lump on my head.
Let me take care of that for you.
No, no!
The lump on your head is no longer a problem. Ma, where are they?
Far away. Their ship has reached space.
Out of our hands. It's up to the Star Destroyer Vengeance now.
We've got four more TIE fighters coming in.
Steady, Druno.
Turning to point six to evade them.
That's where they want you to go.
I didn't reach space just to get blown apart. The stars are crawling with TIE fighters, and these coordinates are the only...
It's a trap. There's a Star Destroyer bearing down on us.
Well, how do you know? I don't see any... What happened?
We're caught in a tractor beam.
I'm at full power, and we're going nowhere.
They're holding us in place. We're about to get boarded.
Well, they won't get us without a fight. Not while I've got a blaster handy. What the... What's that smell?
Gas. They're filling the ship with gas. Quickly, get to the storage lockers. Hurry! Spacesuits! In storage lockers! If we can reach... If we can...
Jedi? Jedi, time to wake up!
Get up!
On your feet, Jedi! Don't try to fool us. The sleep gas wore off several minutes ago.
You overestimate my power and underestimate your sleep gas. I can barely move.
Oh, you'll move, or my friend Gork here will move you, and you don't want that.
Friend? I thought he was your pack animal. Either that or you're his trained monkey lizard, the way you ride around on his shoulder like that.
Gork! Our Jedi prisoner doesn't seem to like our symbiotic partnership. Teach him to appreciate it.
A creature of few words. How refreshing.
That's better. And don't try anything. I've already taken your lightsaber, and Gork and I will know if you try to use the Force. Now get moving. Your friends are waiting.
Ron, you're alive.
Am I? That's something, then.
What are they going to do with us?
I don't know, Roland. Dr. Pural, are you well?
I don't know. I'm still dizzy from the gas.
Well, at least we're together for the moment.
These people that captured us, are they Dark Jedi?
Silence!
Lord Jerrick approaches.
Who's he? He looks like a walking skeleton.
Is he blind? He's wearing a strip of black cloth across his eyes.
I recognize the others. The woman, the young man, and the big man were the ones chasing us.
His name is Jerrick. and he is a true master of evil. I can feel the force twisted and corrupted in his presence.
Silence!
Saris, come forward.
Yes, my lord Jarek.
These are the beings that escaped you?
Yes, my lord.
You disappoint me. An inexperienced young pilot, two scientists, and a bedraggled Jedi should be no match for three of my students. You and Yon and Maw have failed me. Don't let it happen again.
We won't, my lord Jarek.
Very well. Now, you are called Ron.
That is a name I answer to.
Indeed. May I present my six dark Jedi? Saris, Yon, and Maw chased you on the planet. Beside me are the symbiotic twins Pik and Gorg. A rather interesting pair, as you can see. And you have yet to meet Bok the Crude, a Twi'lek.
Lord Jarek has promised me your heart, Jedi scum.
Oh, Bok, you could never win my heart, I'm afraid.
Fool, I'll tear your tongue.
Bok, you have much to learn. The Jedi tries to bait you, to distract your anger when you should focus it. Be silent. Now, Ron, I have introduced my companions. Perhaps you should introduce yours.
I speak for myself. My name is Rolana Gran, and you'll learn nothing from me.
It shall be as you say. Gorg, Pik, kill him.
No, no, stay back. Keep that saber away from me.
You don't like Gorg, then how about me?
Oh, good stab, Pik.
What do I always tell you, Gorg? Teamwork, teamwork.
Well done. Well, my friends, now that the stakes are clear, please answer my questions. I have reason to believe that you know about the Valley of the Jedi, and that you may have been there. Where is it? Provide the coordinates, or the location where the coordinates may be found, and I will grant you a merciful death. Deny my request, and I assure you the suffering will be beyond comprehension. The choice is yours.
No.
Very well. Beat the Jedi down to his knees. You are old, Ron, and weak. Give me what I ask, or I will take it.
No, you could not.
Oh, I could, and you know it. You can feel my power like a shadow over you.
Then why wait? Strike me down.
In time, when I am done with you. Look at me, old man. You are nothing compared to the power of the dark side. Your struggles are useless. You may attempt to hide your secret, but you can hide nothing from me. Nothing from the darkness that reaches into every fiber of your being and tells me everything I need to know. Excellent. You have my thanks, old man. It might please you to know that Morgan Catan journeyed here before you.
Morgan?
Oh, yes. I tracked him to his home on Sullen. He knelt just where you kneel. He suffered just as you suffer. And he took the secret to his grave. However, thanks to the fact that you instructed him to leave a record, we know what to look for.
Morgan.
Now, I am done with you. Students, attend. This is how to wield a lightsaber.
Morgan, I'm sorry.
Now, Jedi, you will die.
Now everything is in the hands of your son.
Welcome to the Rimmer's Rest, best cantina in all of Nar Shaddaa.
Thank you. I assume that droids are welcome in this establishment?
long as you got credits, you're welcome. Come on in.
I am looking for...
You gotta find yourself. I make it my business to mind my own. You take my meaning?
Naturally. But if you should happen to spot...
You're looking for me?
Boba Fett, where did you come from?
You requested a meeting.
Indeed. Well, shall we take this booth?
I prefer to stand. Who are you?
A potential client. They call me 8T88, or 88 for short.
Do you represent yourself or someone else?
Does it matter?
I've never worked for a machine before.
Then get used to it, my friend. Machines have all the advantages. We do not die, we do not get sick. Machines are the future.
Maybe, maybe not. What's your business?
A man named Kyle Katarn will enter this bar in 1 hour. He has information that I want.
Then ask him.
He may not wish to tell me.
And that's where I come in.
Exactly.
I pass.
Excuse me?
I won't take the job.
Why not?
I hunt. I don't torture. Besides, I've heard of Katarn.
Heard what?
Katarn works both sides.
You mean that he works for the Alliance?
And has connections with the Empire.
Why is that a problem?
This civil war is going to go critical soon. Someone will win. I don't plan on making enemies like that.
So you think Katarn is an Imperial, and that the Empire will win the civil war, and that Katarn's Imperial friends will come after you. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying no.
Welcome to the Rimmer's Rest, best canteen in
thanks,
all of
thanks. March. I've been here before. I reserved a booth in the back.
All right, name?
Katarn. Kyle Katarn.
Yeah, right over here.
I set a booth in the back. This is right here in the middle of the bar.
Oh? That's all I got. Take it or leave it.
I'll take it. And tell the server to bring me some Norvanian grog.
Server! Grog! Table 4!
Where's that hollow cube? Here.
Kyle, I want you to remember, son, when you're at the academy, how very proud I am of you. Kyle, I want you to remember, son, when you're at the academy, how very proud I am of you.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Watching this hologram of my father isn't going to bring him back. Nothing's going to bring him back.
A family hologram. How touching.
My personal life is none of your business, 88.
On the contrary, I believe your personal life is very much my business. And you'll thank me for it. Mind if I sit down?
Sit? But don't waste my time, 88. You called this meeting. You said you had information.
Exactly. Important information to your personal life.
What?
I know who killed your father.
My father? Who? Tell me now!
You see, I thought you'd be interested. They always are, you know. Anyone who wants information eventually comes to 88. Oh, they're put off at first because I'm a droid, but they soon learn that I have...
Don't play games with me!
Easy, Katarn. There's no need for a blaster.
Tell me who killed my father or you'll end up in the scrap pile.
Tsk, tsk. Impatience. Another frailty of you biologicals.
That's it.
A dark Jedi. He's a dark Jedi.
A Jedi?
Dark Jedi. He is known as Jerek, and they say he has great plans for the rebirth of the Empire.
Jerek.
You know him?
I met him. 8 years ago when I graduated from the Academy. He singled me out, gave me a Medal of Valor. That was only a few days after my father was killed.
How interesting. It seems this Jerek has some interest in your family, and now you in particular.
Well, if he wants me, all he has to do is keep looking over his shoulder, because that's where I'll be.
Frankly, I doubt it.
Why, because he's an Imperial?
No, because of the two goons with blasters pointed at your back.
What?
Don't move. You look pretty funny walking around with a smoking stump on top of your shoulders.
Hand over the blaster. Now.
88, you misprogrammed pile of bantha.
Now, Katarn, don't become irrational. It's all business, after all.
All right, boss. He's unarmed.
Excellent. You two may not be as good as Boba Fett, but you've done well enough so far.
Thanks.
Just keep an eye on him. Now, Katarn, where were we? Ah, yes, our friend Lord Jerek. He has many plans. Unfortunately for you, none of them include your continued presence in the galaxy. However, I am not without a heart. Well, actually, I am without a heart, but still, I might allow you to live, if you answer my questions.
You might as well ask. Looks like I'm not going anywhere at the moment.
Indeed. Well, tell me, does this look familiar?
That? Sure. Looks like a mini data disk.
Yes, it should look familiar.
I found dozens of them in your father's home.
My father? Give me that!
Stay put!
No, you don't, Katarn. It's mine now.
You went through my father's house? 88, a minute ago I had decided to be nice and just tear you apart and sell you for scrap, but now
empty
you're in-
Empty threats are a waste of respiration, Katarn. Now, as I was saying, I found many discs. Most of them were boring. Information about farming, agricultural reports, family hollow albums, but this one was different. It's in code. And as brilliant as my computer brain is, I can't seem to break that code.
That's where I come in?
Precisely. You see, you can be rational when you try. I'd like you to provide me with the means to access this disc, or I'll allow my employees here to indulge the darker aspects of their nature.
The dark side? I've already seen it. Do your worst.
Regrettable stubbornness. Ah, well, what is the saying? Like father, like son? A grim thought, considering the way your father met his end. He's all yours, boys, and remember, 100 credits for every piece of him you bring back to me. In case your slow biological brains can't grasp the concept, that means the more pieces he's in, the more money you make. Oh. Good evening, Katarn.
Remember me, Katarn?
Can't say that I do, but the streets are filled with trash and it's hard to tell one piece from another.
I was a bodyguard working for a smuggler a few years back. He was running weapons into the Imperial sector until you dumped his operation down a black hole and gave me a laser shot in the leg doing it. Took me 3 months to heal from that wound, and my leg still hurts sometimes.
Oh, here. Let me take your mind off of it!
No! Look out!
Why don't you tell your friend it's not polite to point?
My blaster! I lost my blaster!
There it is!
The blaster's moving like it's caught in a tractor beam!
It's flying! Right in...
Right into my hand.
How'd you do that?
I eat right in exercise. You, drop the weapon. Good. Don't try to follow me, and don't try to warn your boss.
You'll never leave here alive, Katarn. Nar Shaddai will be your grave.
I'm not interested in leaving. Not until I conclude my business with 88.
Good luck trying to find him. This city is one huge maze.
It might be difficult, but I think the tractor device I slipped onto him as he walked out should help.
This is the Moldy Crow to Kyle Katarn. Kyle, do you copy? Kyle, it's Jan. Do you copy? Ugh, bantha fodder. Kyle must not have his comlink on. Which shouldn't surprise me, since he doesn't know I followed him here. But it means I have to go looking for him, which means flying around this skyscraping junk pile of a city. Oh, I can't believe half the buildings in Nar Shaddaa are still standing. Some of them are 3 kilometers high and look like they're just glued together pieces of sheet metal. I guess that's why they call this place Vertical City. Oh, spaces between these buildings don't give a girl much room to maneuver and... Uh-oh. 3 Imperial ships headed my way. I hope they're just... passing through?
This ain't no parking lot. Fly that thing or get out of the way.
Copy that, Admiral. I'll try not to put my ship where you plan on flying next time.
Cut the wisecracks or we'll cut you down. What's your name and registration?
This is the Moldy Crow, and my registration's none of your business. The Empire hasn't had jurisdiction over Nar Shaddaa since the Emperor died.
My turbo lasers say different, Moldy Crow. Get in my way again, and they'll be scraping your scraps off the bottom layer of this city. Out!
Nice to know some things never change. The Imperials may be in retreat in some parts of the galaxy, but they're still as arrogant as ever. What is it now? This is the Moldy Crow. Who's hailing me?
Landing guidance droid LG-318 to incoming vessel. I am programmed to guide inbound ships to public landing platforms. Please follow my vector.
Kyle, you're lucky I owe you so much or I just leave you here. And you're lucky I'm so curious why you slipped away from Alliance headquarters all by yourself. I want to know what you're up to. Copy that, LG-318. Lead the way.
All right, 88, where are you? Tracker says you're around here somewhere, but these marketplaces on Nar Shaddaa are so blasted crowded that... Gotcha.
Her Hurry up, you biological buffoons.
What's the hurry, boss?
I pay you to be my bodyguard, not ask questions. Just hurry. The launch deck is right through this archway. An Imperial shuttle should be arriving any minute. Now be silent.
Hey, boss,
Grentho, do you have a brain?
Yeah, but...
Does it function? Is it possible to perform a diagnostic on a biological?
Sure, but boss...
Did you not hear me tell you to be silent?
But, boss, there's something attached to your leg.
There is? Please remove it, Grentho.
Got it.
Give it to me. My sensors indicate it's sending out some sort of signal, which would make this...
A tracking device, ADA, and a good one.
Katarn, Grentho, delay him. I must get to that shuttle.
Copy, boss.
Here's the launch deck. Where is that blasted shuttle? Ah, there it is. This is AT-88 to Imperial Shuttle. You are quite prompt.
Ready to take you aboard.
There's no need to land. Just lower the ramp.
Copy.
You're not getting away that easy. What's wrong, 88? Leaving so soon?
You're too late, Katarn. I guess you'll never see this disc again. There's no way you can cover that distance before I can board the shuttle.
Maybe I can't, but a blaster bolt can!
My arm! He shot off my arm! Grentho!
I'm on him, boss! I got him!
Sorry, you left me no choice. Blast! The shuttle's lifted off with 88 on board. But if I can just find that arm I blasted off him, the disc should still be... Oh no! TIE fighter coming in! And there's no cover! I better...
Kyle, you're the little help?
Jan, how did you know?
Because you can always use a little help, Kyle.
You're just lucky I got picked up by a landing guidance droid that led me to this platform.
What would I do without you?
Kyle, sensors show more ships on the way. I'll lower the ramp.
Negative, Jan. Disc fell off the platform. It's gotta be 30 stories down by now.
What disc? What are you-
I'm going after it. Meet me on the top deck.
What you need, Katarn, is someone to tell you when you're being an idiot. Jan, for instance. Somehow I think she would have told you that trying to use a maintenance ladder meant for a species half your size to climb down the outside of a building, 30 stories to the bottom of the city, in freezing winds would be stupid. Oh, great. Stormtroopers. Oh, I better hurry. One of those stormtroopers is bound to get smart enough to look over the side of the building. Either that or a ship will spot me. I better find cover fast. This window should do nicely. Oh, blast, it's made of transparent steel. Let's see what a blaster can do. Ah, that did it. Now, if I can just jump from the ladder to the... Now, to pull myself up. Made it. Now, to find a way out of the...
Hey, what are you doing in here?
Get down!
Hurry up, Park!
Oh, sorry about the mess. Send the bill to the Empire! This is the lowest level of Nar Shaddaa. Oh, no wonder the residents keep building up. They're probably trying to get away from the heat or the smell. Come on, that droid's arm and the disc must have fallen down here somewhere. There were no ledges or overhangs anywhere between here and the launch deck up above. It must have hit bottom. I just hope the disc didn't shatter when... There! Over there! Oh, the water's cold and slimy. And some of these puddles look deep enough to hide a bounty hunter!
You are mine.
I don't think so. Not when all you're holding is that old vibro axe, and I've got my trusty...
So much for your blaster. And as you'll see, a vibro axe is a deadly weapon in the hand of one who knows how to use it. Coward! Stand still and die a brave death.
I'd rather not die any death at all.
You have no honor! You have no...
Yeah, and I fight dirty, too. Got it! 88's arm, and the disc still clutched in his greedy metal hand. Looks like my friend here had backup. Time for a tactical retreat.
Kyle, what have you gotten me into now? Why is it every time I follow that stubborn nerf herder, I end up in a dogfight?
Unidentified ship, cut your engines and land, or you will be destroyed.
Not by the likes of you. I've seen better flying from a garbage scow. They're shooting from a blind Rodian. You Imperials obviously don't care much about the locals.
Their fault for getting in the way, and yours for not surrendering when you had the chance. Oh. You're dead.
Yeah? Well, then let's see if you can catch me. Oh.
I don't believe it. I must have run up 30 flights of stairs, climbed up a dozen ladders, and those bounty hunters are still after me. Well, at least I put some distance between us.
What's the matter, Katarn?
Oh.
You never heard of the turbo lift?
Oh.
It's a lot easier than taking the stairs. It's faster, too. Right, boys?
Yeah.
No, Katarn. You dropped your blaster. No fair trying to pick it up again.
No. Look, whatever the reward is for bringing me in, I'll double it.
Ooh, that's not very original. They always say that. And we bounty hunters always say no. You know why? Ethics. We're a very ethical bunch.
Triple.
Well, maybe if you quadruple the fee.
Kyle.
Okay, quadruple.
Nah, I think we'll just kill you instead. Stand back, boys. You don't want blood splashing on your clothes. Of course, you'll be able to afford new ones with the credits we collect on this one. I can't believe the Empire's willing to pay so much for this scum. He wasn't that hard to catch.
Kyle Katarn, hear me.
Losing too much blood. Starting to hear things.
Go to the peace within. Nothing can touch you there.
Go to the...
The Force will protect you.
The Force. Like the gun trick I pulled on the Rimmer's Rest. That's the Force. I can use it to call my blaster to me. Like this.
He's got a blaster! Where did Tom go? Ah!
Everything's moving in slow motion. Distant. Like I'm watching someone else's life. There's so much time to aim. Fire. And move to the next one. They're dropping like raw grass under my father's side. They can't stop me. I'm invincible. No one can stand against me. No one can...
What happened? I lost it. The Force, it's gone. As soon as I became overconfident. Arrogant. But at least it bought me some time.
You've got to be here somewhere. I've been over half this junk pile of a city and... Oh, wait a minute. Those light flashes. I thought they were a signal beacon before, but... Oh, they look an awful lot like laser fire. Scanner's on. What have we got here? 15 figures putting off heat signatures. 7 of them are cooling rapidly. Huh, I'd say they were dead. 8 more standing, 3 Rodians, a couple of Gamorreans, and 2 Trandoshans. Sounds like a recipe for bounty hunter stew. But the last one's human. Oh, Kyle. Looks like you've found trouble again. And it's up to me to rescue you. Again.
Surrender, Katarn! We'll pay you quick instead of bringing you alive!
Don't do me any favors! At least not while I've still got a few shots left in my blaster!
You may be able to dodge a few blaster shots, Katarn, but try on one of this!
Blast! It's a...
Concussion grenade. It just went off under Kyle's feet. Kyle! Kyle, do you copy? Kyle! Those bounty hunters may have done their job, but I'll make sure they never collect.
Nice work, boys. Now all we have to do is cut off his head and bring it to the authorities. We should be rich men by... Hey, what's that? It's a ship!
Incoming!
Kyle! Are you... Oh, he's still warm. Oh, and there's a faint pulse. Blaster wound in the shoulder, but it looks like the beam cauterized the wound. Head wound looks bad. Probably from the concussion grenade. You're in bad shape, Kyle, and you need help. Lucky for you, I know where to find it.
Coming through, coming through.
Excuse me.
No time. We got wounded to tend to. I gotta get this one into a Bacta tank right away.
I just need to know where I can find a friend.
A friend? Look, ma'am, this medical frigate just took on 6,000 casualties from the Imperial attack on the planet Sakul. Everyone's got a friend on board.
Well, he would have come in alone. He's not a regular soldier. He's part of special operations.
I wouldn't know, but try Ward 114. Let's go, let's go!
Can I help you?
Is this Ward 114?
Oh, it depends on who you are.
Jan Orr, Special Operations. Here's my ID.
Right, you check out. Sorry, but working in Special Operations, you can imagine how tight security is here. Yes, this is Ward 114.
I'm looking for an agent named Kyle Katarn.
Katarn, let's see. Katarn, here he is. Yes, he's in Bacta Tank 23, right over here.
Is he...
Oh, no, he'll be fine. Thanks to the Bacta and to whoever brought him in so quickly.
I did.
Well, then he owes you his life. Another few minutes without treatment and he would have gone the other way. I'd say luck had something to do with it, too. With all the wounded coming in, tank space is limited, and frankly, this patient almost didn't get one.
Why is that?
Well, special ops agents usually get priority treatment. But according to this one's files, he's borderline priority, something about a questionable past. We almost sent him below decks for more primitive treatment. As it is, I'm not sure I did the right thing. A lot of good people are waiting to use this tank, and from what I'm told, this agent may have Imperial connections.
Oh, you did the right thing, Doctor. Kyle Katarn has done more for the Alliance than I could in a dozen lifetimes.
Oh, look, I didn't mean anything by it. It's just what it says here.
Well, don't believe everything you read.
Well, you know, it's what I don't read that's so unusual. No mission statement. According to the logs, this particular agent wasn't on assignment when he was injured.
I'm sure you're aware, Doctor, that agents sometimes get assigned to missions on, shall we say, an unofficial basis.
Perhaps. In any case, he did receive treatment, and he will recover for better or for worse. If you need me, I'll be in the lab.
All right, Kyle Katarn. I just lied through my teeth for you. I have no more idea what you were doing on Nar Shaddaa than that doctor does. I may be willing to overlook these personal missions you take, but our bosses aren't. And since I'm the one who gets grilled by the higher-ups, I'll have to do some snooping. To be something in your pack that will tell me why you slipped off to Nar Shaddaa all by yourself. And what was that disc you were rambling about? Let's see. ID wallet. A hollow cube. Oh, I've seen this one with his father. The disc! Sorry, Kyle, but I need to borrow this while you're in the Bacta tank. Anything you risked your life for has got to be important. And I wouldn't be doing my duty to the Alliance if I didn't check it out. I'll be back before you even wake... Oh, what's this? Oh, another hollow cube. Well, I thought the only one he ever carried was the one of his father. Looks like Kyle Katarn's turning into a sentimental fool right in front of him. It's me. That's a picture of me. Kyle, I don't know what this means to you, but it means a lot to me. I know I'll probably never say this to your face, but... I love you, Kyle. Get better.
Kyle.
Who's calling me?
Kyle Katarn.
Who are you?
One who has watched you for a long time, Kyle Katarn. I am Ram.
Where am I?
Everywhere. Between wake and sleep. You are with the Force. Do those answers comfort you?
No.
For your question has no meaning. Listen carefully. A crossroads lies before you. The same man who murdered your father contemplates an even greater evil.
Lord Jarek?
Jarek seeks a place called the Valley of the Jedi.
Valley of the Jedi?
A place where thousands of Jedi spirits are trapped. A place of almost unbelievable power. A place Jarek must never reach. If he does, the results could be catastrophic. Once he has mastered that power, Jarek could destroy a star with a whisper, eradicate a solar system with a snap of his fingers.
I'll kill him!
Your father gave his life to protect this place, and the power it contains His destiny was linked to it, and your destiny is linked with his.
You spoke to me before, when the bounty hunters were...
I am of the Force now, Kyle, and the Force is always with you. Your apprenticeship has been underway for some time now. Go to your father's house. There you will be able to read the disc and find the Valley of the Jedi. The disc will help you absorb the ways of the Jedi.
Jedi? I'm no Jedi.
You must learn your lessons well, and learn them quickly, for time is short. If you fail, if Jarek succeeds, then the galaxy is doomed.